Yahya Saleh is the Secretary General of the Palestine-China Friendship Association. The 49-year-old has closely followed discussions during this year's two sessions. He said what impressed him the most was the country's breakthroughs in shaking off poverty and building a moderately prosperous society.
What I have witnessed is truly remarkable. China's technological advancement highlights the role of e-commerce in the development of trade. This wouldn't be possible without reform and opening up.
Saleh also believes that the Belt and Road Initiative is a major part of China's reform and opening up, and that it will bring significant opportunities to the countries involved.
We look forward to closer ties between China and Palestine. We hope China's government can expand its investment in Palestine's infrastructure and economy through the Belt and Road Initiative.
2018 marks the 40th year of China's reform and opening up, and is a critical time in the country's efforts to achieve a moderately prosperous society in all respects. Patrycja Bendergowska is the president of the Poland Asia Research Center. She shared her thoughts regarding China's reforms and the potential challenges that they bring.
China's development model must shift its focus from quantity to quality. This is widely accepted by Polish academia. This transformation is also the biggest challenge facing China. We hope that China can stick to high-quality development and technical innovation. It might slow down the speed of growth, but in return, it will generate social benefit.
This year's government work report set a growth target for the country's economy to 6.5% this year. Swiss economist Philip Monnier believes China's economy is further stabilizing.
These measures are progressive. For example, cutting the deficit, reducing the urban unemployment rate, lowering auto tariffs, encouraging the use of the internet, increasing access to foreign investment, and lowering corporate tax. China has set its growth target at 6.5% this year. It is a sound target.
As the former executive director of the Greater Geneva Burning Area, Monnier keeps company with many Chinese entrepreneurs. Impressed by how China communicates with other countries, he believes that China's open attitude, embodied by the Belt and Road Initiative and the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank, is a sign of its sense of responsibility as a major developing country. For CRI, this is Guan Chong.